With hands and voices raised, demonstrators march for hours around Baltimore. Starting between City Hall and police headquarters, the crowd stopped traffic to demand accountability from local officials for what they allege was an act of police brutality. Among the protesters, Jamal Bryant, who helped organize the event. He wants improvements for the majority black city's residents and changes across the country.
It is absolutely outrageous that this was the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. This isn't a new incident. We're seeing the same thing from Sanford, Florida to Ferguson, Missouri, now right here in Baltimore, that there's got to be an overhaul of the complete system.
Also at the rally, Kiona Mack pulled out her phone to record as police arrested Gray on April 12th and dragged him to a police van.
It's a lot of Freddie Gray, and this is not the first time that the police have violated somebody's rights and hurt somebody.
Later in the afternoon, area families joined vocal but nonviolent protesters outside the heavily guarded police station, just blocks from where Gray tried to run from police before he was handcuffed.
Racism still exists.
The demonstration is a teaching moment for Ahmed Royalty and his 11-year-old son.
My father has brought me here today to learn about racism that actually still exists to this very past day. Because if I didn't know about this, then I wouldn't have been alive right now.
The goal is to make sure that by all means, within my realm, that my son is not the next one, or myself.
Baltimore police officials say they will have more answers for the public next week about what happened to Freddie Gray while he was in their custody.
I'm mad because I'm sick and tired of hearing my brothers and sisters being murdered by these police right here.
No matter the outcome of the local and federal investigations underway, the local NAACP president says massive change is needed to undo the damage to the community.
It didn't have to happen. If people get locked up, then they need to get taken to Central Brooklyn and not to the morgue.
Victoria Mackey, VOA News, Baltimore.